Catelyn dismounted to stand before him. "Lord Nestor," she said. She knew the man only by reputation. Bronzion's cousin, from a lesser branch of House Royce, yet still a formidable lord in his own right. "We have had a long and tiring journey. I would beg the hospitality of your roof tonight, if I might." "My roof is yours, my lady," Lord Nestor returned gruffly. "But your sister, the Lady Lysa, has sent down word from the Eyrie. She wishes to see you at once. The rest of your party will be housed here and sent up first light." Her uncle swung off his horse. "What madness is this?" he said bluntly. Brynden Tully had never been a man to blunt the edge of his words. "A knight ascent? With the moon not even full? Even Lysa should know that's an invitation to a broken neck."
"The mules know the way, Sir Bryden."
A wiry girl of 17 or 18 years stepped up beside Lord Nestor. Her dark hair was cropped short and straight around her head, and she wore riding leathers and a light shirt of silvered ringmail. She bowed to Catelyn more gracefully than her lord.
"I promise you, my lady, no harm will come to you. It would be my honour to take you up. I've made this dark climb 100 times. Michael says my father must have been a goat."
She sounded so cocky that Catelyn had to smile. "You have a name, child?"